Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Katie Britton. Ruta Sepetys' debut novel, Between Shades of Grey, took the literary world by storm, winning dozens of awards and landing at the top of the best-of lists as she followed a 15-year-old girl struggling to stay alive at a work camp in Siberia during World War II. Now in her much-anticipated second novel, Out of the Easy, Sepetys brings us to 1950s New Orleans and a young girl trying to break free from the web of secrets that ties her to the French Quarter.
It was a joy to transition. Writing Between Shades of Grey was very emotional for me because it was also part of my family history. But writing about 1950 New Orleans was so much fun. It was just pure joy.
What was it that drew you to New Orleans in that era?
Well, New Orleans, you know, for any author, is just full of low-hanging fruit. I mean, there is a story around every corner and every dark doorway. And the city has so much diversity, from the architecture to the music, the food, the superstitions. It's just a fantastic place. I didn't realize it would be so difficult to write about, but I learned that if you are not a native of New Orleans, it's a tough city to capture accurately.
Did you go down and try to immerse yourself in it?
That's exactly what I did. I felt, well, I'm not from New Orleans. First, I'll make the main character, Josie Morain, originally from Detroit. So it's as if Josie is giving us her tour of New Orleans through the book. I took several trips to New Orleans, and I interviewed locals and people that were around during that time period. And, you know, those interviews really informed my writing, from the slang and the customs and the culture.
Well, you've captured it extremely well. And to give our listeners a background, we are following the life of Josie and her mother. And we get it from the very first sentence. Her mother is a prostitute, and she has now moved Josie from Detroit to New Orleans so that she can go back to the house where she had originally become a prostitute.
Exactly. And so, you know, we follow 17-year-old Josie Morain, who, despite the circumstances that she's been born into, you know, the daughter of a prostitute, she aspires for a life outside of the brothel and outside of the French Quarter.
And she's done very well in the sense of getting out from underneath it all. Her mother obviously has a complete disdain for her and tells her that she has ruined her life. And there's the madam, Willie Woodley, and I loved Willie. She was a great character from the very first moment where we met her. And she says, honestly, Louise, a 7-year-old bartender?
Exactly. Imagine a girl who is born into a brothel. And that's what I was trying to imagine as I created the character. What would the challenges be? What things would be expected of her? What sort of assumptions would she be labeled with? A story not only about the identity we're born into, but the one that we can build for ourselves.
And at 12 years old, Josie, she gets out from under that roof and she finds her way to a bookstore and a wonderful father and son who have taken her under their wing.
Exactly. She loves books, and Josie escapes into this world of books. And I know that young readers, sometimes they're reading books, they find a character that they relate to. And for a short period of time, the world is a little less lonely. And that's why, you know, books we read when we're young, they stay with us forever and ever. And so I was imagining that this character of Josie, who is very much an emotional orphan, would find some peace by staying in that bookstore.
I like the game that Josie and Patrick, who's the son of the bookstore owner, they play and they say, who would you rather marry? Would it be Darcy or Gatsby?
Well, and that comes directly from a game that I play with my friends and my siblings, where we take a character from a book and we pit them against one another and say, okay, you have to marry one of these characters, or you have to go to dinner with one of these characters. Who would you rather, you know, who would you rather be with? And so I put that in the book, and many of my friends found it really, really amusing.
It is, because then you think about it, you're like, who would I want? I've always been in love with Mr. Darcy. On the other hand, Gatsby just seems so much more exciting.
Exactly.
And it's in the bookstore that the cogs start turning even further for Josie in terms of getting out of New Orleans and out away from the brothel. And it happens with one customer, Forrest Hearn, who comes in and buys two books.
This man from Memphis, Tennessee, who's just a tourist, comes into the bookstore, and unlike all the French Quarter residents, this tourist has no idea who Josie Moran is and has no idea that her mother is a prostitute. And they have an intelligent conversation. He treats her with dignity and respect, and it plants a seed of hope in her that eventually sprouts courage. And, you know, they say that sometimes the people that don't know us at all know us the best. And here's this girl who doesn't know who her father is and desperately hopes that it's someone like this gentleman who comes into the bookstore.
Especially because she has a mother such as Louise, who is really just an awful, awful woman. And she says, how on earth can I be related to you? Hopefully there is no Louise in me.
Exactly. And I've been touring around the world for my first book. I have actually met young readers who, in meeting me or asking me to sign their book, have sort of apologized for their personal circumstances. And that's heartbreaking to me. But it's very much a topic that young readers are concerned about, who and what they're going to be as they grow up. And so I wanted to weave that into the book. And the topic of having this difficult relationship with the mother, you know, was something that I wanted to focus on.
And especially being pegged the daughter of a prostitute throughout New Orleans. Everybody knows she's from the French Quarter. She will never be an uptown girl. Josie has sort of not an obsession, but she always reads the society pages. She always wants to know what goes on, but yet she knows she will never fit in because when she walks by those uptown women, she can hear the whispers.
Absolutely. She's fascinated with uptown life and society life, but is also a bit frightened by it. You know, so instead, she sort of lurks in the shadows and watches this until one day she herself is invited to an uptown party. And her friend Patrick accepts the invitation on her behalf. And suddenly, she's taking the streetcar uptown to go to this enormous party.
She is. And she meets a young lady or a young girl her age who goes to Smith in Northampton, Mass. And it just, for her, that just seems like the best way to escape. And why not go to a liberal women's college and learn how to fly a plane and learn about progressivism? And it just sounds so glamorous and exactly what Josie needs to get out.
Exactly. And when I was young, my older sister was in undergrad at Smith. And I, as a teenager, had the opportunity to visit Smith. And I was so impressed with the diversity at Smith and how incredibly intelligent and warm and welcoming the women were. And it made such an impression on me that decades later, I have woven it into this novel. And as you said, a very important person in Josie's life is a student at Smith.
On the other hand, we have Willie, who says, don't get too big for your britches. You are salty peanuts. So you belong here. This is the life that you should have and be happy with it.
Well, exactly. And so many young people struggle with that, you know, their parents have already carved out lives for them and careers for them. And in a historical context, it was much more common in 1950. And we often think of the 50s as this time of high nostalgia and prosperity and the time of the American dream. But for many, it was more like the quiet nightmare. They kept secrets and people were suffering. They weren't able to discuss their pain. That was not acceptable. You kept those things quiet and you suffered in silence. And so that was really intriguing to me, that this wasn't the perfect life. It was, in fact, the perfect lie. And so that's why I chose that time period.
And when you say lies, even Josie, she begins to start lying and she says they just keep building up and building up. I always shunned my mother for lying, but now I'm starting to lie and it's really becoming quite a burden on her.
It is. And it starts with maybe one small lie. And then that line leads to another and to another. And suddenly she is overwhelmed, as you say, with this burden of dishonesty, and she has to figure out how to get out of it.
And I mean, she wants to talk to Willie about it. She wants to be able to talk to Patrick about it and another boy her age, Jesse, about it. And it's interesting to me the way that each of these three characters interact with Josie. Patrick knows that she wants to go to college and be a Smith girl. Jesse appreciates her for who she is. And even though Willie wants to keep her there, you can see the maternal feelings coming out of her in the sense that, what are you doing here at night, if she has to stop by, or even the other prostitutes in the house saying, oh, you shouldn't be here right now. And just making sure that she doesn't go into that track of life.
Exactly. And sometimes it frustrates Josie that all of these people, the characters that you mentioned, have made assumptions about her. You know, she wants to be the author of her own destiny. But, you know, they all have these assumptions of what she should do or what she could do. And although she's angry about that, then Josie herself discovers, as the story develops, that she's made assumptions about Patrick and Jesse and Willie herself. And that those assumptions could turn out to be wrong.
They can, and they're such wonderful characters. I want to look at Jesse a little bit more because he, at first I thought he would just be a peripheral character, but the more we read his interactions with Josie, he's just such a sweet person that you think, wow, this is what Josie needs, in the sense of having a confidant and somebody to let her be okay with being who she is.
Jesse accepts Josie for who she is and loves her unconditionally. But sometimes we tend to overlook those people who are the most like us or share some of our experience. And to Josie, she so desperately wants to break out of New Orleans. And Jesse and his family and his background, I think, is just a constant reminder of something that she wants to get away from. So initially, she completely disregards him.
Especially because he is so good looking. She's like, oh, well, he's just saying hi for no reason. Look at me compared to all the uptown girls that are paying attention to him.
But imagine the dynamic of a 17-year-old girl who has grown up around the fringes of a brothel, the view that she would have of men, also her ability to not only love, but to be loved. And I wanted to point that out in the book, because here is this really, you know, handsome, down-to-earth guy. But of course, I would imagine a girl like that would have her guard up all the time.
Right. How could you ever trust anybody?
Yes.
The book is absolutely amazing. The name of it is Out of the Easy. Ruta, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, the name of Ruta Sepetys' novel is Out of the Easy. It is published by Philomel. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.